Nigerian rebels are stepping up the offensive with the destruction of a major pipeline operated by Shell in their sixth attack in the past week. The main militant group says the raids are designed to halt oil exports. Nigeria is the world's eighth largest exporter. Men will continue to nibble every day at the oil infrastructure in Nigeria until the oil export remains zero, the group said in an email statement to journalists. Nigeria's state oil company says the country's oil production has fallen by 40% due to militant attacks. According to estimates, Nigeria has pumped more than $300 billion worth of crude from the southern Delta state since the 1970s, but high unemployment in the Delta, environmental degradation due to oil and gas extraction, and a lack of basic resources such as fresh water and electricity have angered some of the region's youth and incited them to take up arms. Tony Oranta, a Niger Delta analyst and member of the 40-man technical committee set up by the government to offer a way out of the Delta crisis, said the first step to ending the violence would be for the federal government to demonstrate the will to implement a political solution.
We are confident that if government shows the political will to bring a political and non-military solution to the crisis in the region, it could be speedily ended. It is a mistake to approach the Niger Delta problem as a security problem rather than a development and justice problem.
Oranta further recommends the immediate granting of amnesty to all militants and the release of Henry Oka, a rebel leader who is in jail for treason.
There must be an across-the-board amnesty to all of them that are armed members of the struggle for the Nigerian Court. Government releasing Henry Oka, government involving Henry Oka, and others in the peace and development process.
Clashes between militants and security forces since last Saturday are the heaviest in 2 years. Analysts say the government would like to re-establish control over the Niger Delta and secure oil revenues, a critical component of the Nigerian economy. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.